Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Because one thing you notice looking around Sligo on all the mountains surrounding us are the little bumps on top. There's an ancient history sitting up there, Carramore Megalithic Cemetery. It features over 30 tombs, some of them dating back nearly 6,000 years. And the oldest megalithic tomb in the country is there in Carramore. It's inland from here a little bit. Sally Higgins is the head guide at Carramore. Sally, how are you doing?
Morning to your listeners.
Oh, it's lovely to be outside now, I must say. There's a little fresh breeze growing and the sun is shining. Sally, Sligo is like the home of megalithic tombs in the country, which I didn't know.
Yes, absolutely, Oliver. So we have the oldest megalithic site in the country at Carramore. We have a fantastic group of passage tombs. This is the earliest passage tomb cemetery, the humble beginnings of the big tombs that we know in the east of the country, such as Newgrange.
And it's very old, Carramore.
Yeah, so we have dates there going back to almost 6,000 years ago. The first farmers were in this area. They were burying some of their dead in the tombs. And then later they built some of the bigger monuments on the mountains, such as Queen Maeve's grave that we were talking about earlier.
Is it true that wasn't excavated?
It is 100% true. As far as we know, it has never been excavated. It's a wonderful site. It's part now of the 100 passage tombs in Sligo that are on the tentative UNESCO World Heritage List, uh-huh. Including Carramore.
For that, yeah.
Yes, there's a campaign and it's very, very steady at the moment. We're hoping to be UNESCO World Heritage in a couple of years, so watch the space.
And come here, Sally, we nearly lost Carramore. Was it true it nearly turned into a rubbish tip?
That is very true. If you look back on the RTE archives of 1989, you'll see the late Tommy Gorman reporting from Carramore on what was a very sad time, but it all came good in the end. And we're very, very thankful to the five local landowners who brought that to the Supreme Court and overruled the decision to make a landfill dump. And now we're heading for UNESCO World Heritage. So a massive turnaround in a short number of years.
And what's going on there at the moment? Because something important is happening this year.
Yes, so at the moment we are closed. We're hoping to reopen in early August. We've had major renovations of our visitor centre, which is including new staff facilities, visitor facilities, an exhibition, and a multi-functional touchscreen. So a big 86-inch touchscreen, right, which will be great for showing accessible tours, so particularly for people with reduced mobility, that they can actually sit in the centre and enjoy seeing what we have out in the field, because it's all grass paths.
Yeah, it's mostly like it's tombs and cairns, isn't it? And so can we not look at those in the meantime?
Well, at the moment, there's very limited access. Shout out to the guys with the new coffee cart on site, Seafield Coffee, a local family, the Gilligans there. Give a good shout out to them. But at the moment, we wouldn't recommend people to visit the site. It's a very sensitive place. We don't want people to go up and damage it. So we would recommend to wait until we reopen fully. But there is limited opening during the coffee cart hours, and follow them on Instagram.
I want to talk about Queen Maeve's incredible tomb. There's big stones up there, isn't there, that we basically don't know how they got there, but they were purposely put there and they're massive.
Absolutely. So Queen Maeve's cairn, or Mishcon Maeve as it's known locally, is something I've been looking out my window at for 31 years. Nobody knows what's in there, but it's very likely an ancient passage tomb similar to Newgrange. Local stories is a little bit differing. One local story is that Owen Bell, who died in the Battle of Sligo, is buried there in his suit of armour. And for the last 200 years or so, the locals have been saying that Queen Maeve, an Iron Age warrior queen, is buried in the monument. And she was actually killed, believe it or not, by a piece of cheese. That's a cheesy story for
you. How did she get killed?
Her nephew was taking revenge for her killing his mother, her sister, Clothru. And when all came to a head down in Loch Ree, and he had a slingshot, he couldn't find a stone. We've plenty of them here beside us in Strandhill. But he couldn't find a stone at the perfect opportunity. He looked in the lunch bag and he found a big block of cheese, put in the slingshot, hit her over the head, and she drowned in the lake. And then there's three stories after that. One says she's buried in Knockma in County Galway, Maeve's hill. Another is that she's buried in Rathcrohan, and the people in the Tulsk Visitor Centre there in Rathcrohan are very strong that they have her in Rathcrohan. But we're very strong here in Sligo that she's up on Knocknarea in her own tomb with her sword and her shield.
Queen Maeve, left, right and centre here. That was a sad end to a great warrior to be
Yeah,
sad
end.
By a lump of
sad
cheese.
End, but I think now,
a bad article,
while a lot of people in Ireland are named after our wonderful warrior queen, she mightn't have been all that good. You know, killing her sister was a bit of a bad deal.
Yeah, so she did murder the sister. That's the kind of crux of the whole thing. Now, Carrow, it's not Newgrange, but there is some seasonal sun alignment. When does that happen?
So we have a seasonal sun alignment at our central monument, Listahel, and that was actually discovered in 2008. And it happens at Halloween, 31st of October, for a couple of days, and again in February. And we'll be opening this year on Halloween early in the morning. So if you want to come down to Sligo and take in lots of our wonderful sights as well, but come to Carrowmore early in the morning. You don't need to book, just turn up about 7:30 in the morning, and it happens for 10 minutes, but we do need good weather.
You do need, oh, well, it can happen in a heartbeat here. You're a local woman.
I'm a local woman.
We look
woman.
Across the bay here. You're somewhere there behind that lighthouse, and there's a forest in the distance.
Absolutely wonderful place called Maharau. Shout out to all the people from North Sligo. The Plain of Eve is what Maharau means. God's country to those of us from the area. And a wonderful Rockley Peninsula, lovely loop to walk there.
Very modest.
Fishing there on Sunday morning.
God's
well,
country. So. Yes. And you, the family farm is over there?
Family farm, we can see it from here. We have cattle, sheep, a little bit of tillage. We're hoping for good weather now coming into August to get the barley harvested.
Barley, is that what you're growing?
We have barley and wheat. And I often think where I'm working at Carrowmore with the first farmers, they had the same problems. They had weather issues. And that's one of the reasons that they moved to the east of the country. And that's where you see a lot of tillage today, that they had climatic shifts during the Neolithic period. And we're here in the sunny Sligo today. The sun has come out. But it's not always like that, and it's always a very kind of volatile time of year to try and get the crops harvested to keep the cattle going for the winter.
Come here, I know cattle prices are flying. You don't hear any tell of sheep, how that business is going.
Well, the cattle and the sheep are going pretty well this year, but you know, you always have to be preparing for the years ahead. Thankfully, I'm not the principal farmer. I'm delighted to be a tour guide.
It's never just a booming business, like, oh, it's been a difficult year, and it's the years ahead you're looking for. But you, as in Carrow, it's run by the Office of Public Works, the OPW, that's where you work.
Yes, so I'm the head guide at Carrowmore. The Office of Public Works run that as a heritage attraction. We have nearby Sligo Abbey as well, Parks Castle, Donegal Castle. The guides are hoping to be back in Carrowmore in the next few weeks and getting open for the season early in August.
It'll be open soon, sometime in August.
We're really looking forward to getting everyone back, and we'd welcome everyone to come and to visit the site and to learn not just about Carrowmore but about Carrowkeel, the other Neolithic passage tombs in Sligo, so that when they go there, that they're not going to damage them. We want them to be really respectful, to protect the monuments for the next generation.
Do we appreciate them in Ireland, or is it mostly overseas visitors who understand?
We have a good variety of visitors, both locally, nationally and internationally. We have a lot of bus groups coming from Germany, France, Italy, even Slovenia and China at the moment. Right. And of course, the American trade this year has been a little bit down, but hopefully that will rebuild as well.
Interesting, we're hearing that all over the place. What's the number one question they ask you on the tour?
Well, the number one question in spring is, what is the yellow flower that grows along the roads in Ireland, believe it or not? But in normal times, it's usually, what's that thing up on the mountain? And that, of course, is Queen Maeve's grave.
And the yellow flower, it's gorse they're talking
gorse,
about, is it?
It's whins or loads
Whin
of
bushes,
names.
Firs.
Exactly.
The name in Irish is a lovely thing as well. But Sally Siggins, thanks so much for
Very
sharing
welcome.
Your spirit and passion for Carrowmore. And good luck to everyone as they prepare to open it sometime in August, we hope. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Oliver.
Sally Siggins. Right, we're going.